Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Tuesday, September 7th, we are 48 hours away from the start of the NFL season. We got a great podcast to get you just to wet your beak for Cowboys Bucks. My main man, Bernie Frotto, big Vegas guy, big gambler. I'm not going to call him a degenerate. He just knows football. So we'll chop it up for 20 minutes on week one. He gives a couple season-long predictions that he really likes. It's going to be a big week for NFL. Obviously, we will not forget college football. But also, just want to thank you guys for the kind words about the podcast with Matthew Berry. Apparently, that helped a lot of folks in their fantasy drafts last night. As well as today, that is a big fantasy draft day. I also want to add my son. I probably stepped in it with the wife on this one, but I had my son do two fantasy drafts. He had never done one before. He got in a league with a bunch of his buddies and then another one with some of his buddies. And of course, they were kind of timed right before dinner and during dinner, so that did not go over well in the McIntyre household. That being said, he's pretty thrilled with how it shook out. And I'm just going to say this. I don't put an ounce of stock in the darn Yahoo report card nonsense. For starters, they don't like Gus Edwards this year. They're like, oh, Gus Edwards, oh, he's not very good. And if you take Gus's backup, the kid Williams, who I started talking about last week, by the way, Justice Hill, who was fighting for that backup to Gus the Bus, he's out for the season, okay? The Ravens are so desperate, they're calling Le'Veon Bell. I'm telling you, the kid Williams, if your draft is tonight, you might want to get him earlier than expected. Gus the Bus obviously is a top three round guy, but the darn Yahoo grades are silly. It's weird. I'm not in any ESPN or CBS leagues. I'm in, I think, four in Yahoo, and my son's in two. And now my daughter, you know, was watching us and getting into it, and I think we're going to get her into the fantasy game next year. I found another dad who's interested, so we'll just have to cobble together eight more. Should not be a problem in our sports loving town. And also, you know, I kind of like sports, so I shouldn't have a hard time wrangling some other football dads to get their daughters into fantasy football. One quick gambling note before we get to the gambling podcast with Bernie Frotto. Congrats to the dude who had a 10 team parlay in college football that hit. Unbelievable. $10 won him $78,000. I'm sorry, it was a $10 14-team college parlay. 14 unders. He had the under in UConn-Fresno State, Boise State-UCF, South Florida-NC State, ECU-App State, UNC-Virginia Tech. This guy's basically just throwing darts and saying, let me go all unders, and they all hit. Duke-Charlotte, ODU-Wake, Louisville-Ole Miss, which was the final leg Monday night. That was an easy winner. I think it hit, landed on like 60-something, and it was under 75.5. Utah State, Washington State, Oregon State, Purdue. I mean, this guy turned 10 bucks into $79,935. That is a home run. Now, I'm going to just point this out. The entire gambling community, you know, the hardcore gamblers, are just going to be so upset that this is even out there, because they'll be like, now people are going to do stupid parlays. Here's a fun fact, guys. Parlays are fun. And I think most NFL weeks, I will do 12-team parlays. I'll lay like, I don't know, 5 or 6 of them, maybe 10 of them. Anywhere from like, you know, $1, $5, $10 a pop. And if one of them hits, you're basically set for the season on the parlay front. Because you could miss 10 a week for 17 weeks and it don't matter if you hit one of those. And they're fun. Again, I'm not talking about flushing big, big bucks. No, it's stupid to do $200 parlays. That's dumb. Teasers, we'll get to them later in the podcast. Obviously, your best advantage is, you know, straight up bets where you can find an edge. We had a good college football weekend. I anticipate a good NFL weekend. But as you guys know, the toughest nut to crack in sports gambling is the NFL. It's really, really, really difficult. But that's the fun in it. Obviously, I'm in the circuit contest. We'll do plenty of that this year. I don't really have any deep thoughts on the Louisville-Ole Miss game. Although, I will point out, the kid from Ole Miss did look pretty sharp, Corral. If you remember, we had a guest on the pod last week who talked up his Heisman chances. I mean, old Lane Kiffin just puts it on people. 569 yards of total offense. And folks, they had 14 penalties for a $125, and they still won by 20+. It was 26-0 at halftime. Listen, I'm just, this is obvious. This should be obvious to anybody who follows college football, but Lane Kiffin is a great offensive mind. He was at Alabama, and then everybody said, oh, anybody could do that with 5 stars. Well, he's doing the same damn thing at Ole Miss. And I don't think it's crazy to say that Lane Kiffin's going to be coaching in some capacity, if he wants to, in the NFL. He was obviously too young when he got there the first time, flamed out badly and quickly, way too big of an ego. The ego hasn't totally gone away, but you get older, you get wiser. Let's just be honest. Lane Kiffin is really an intelligent football offensive mind. That's undeniable. Now, is he going to be a head coach? He's probably a little bit of ways away from that. Would he take an offensive coordinator job, or would he rather take continue to take head coaching jobs at college football? I mean, listen, he was at the top when he was coaching USC, what, a little over a decade ago? And he flamed out, rock bottom, and guess what? He's coaching in the SEC now, and he's got a Heisman candidate. Like, it's just, it is cool. The whole build-up, tear-down thing is just so big in sports media. They love to build you up and then tear you down just as quickly as they built you up. Chip Kelly knows that well. Chip Kelly bouncing back. I mean, that guy was at rock bottom very recently after massive highs with Oregon and the Philadelphia Eagles, and then he got torn down. Oh, he's a genius. Oh, he's a genius. You know who they want badly is McVay. That's who the media wants. And listen, McVay was a boy genius with the Rams. He gets to the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden, you know, they fall back. Oh, McVay's a genius? Really? Is he? He's not that smart. Like, McVay's what, not even 35 years old? The guy definitely is one of the best football minds in the game right now. That's obvious. There's a reason that the Rams are an offensive juggernaut every year, and that everybody just raids their coaching staff almost every year. They lost their defensive coordinator. They lost their passing game coordinator. Like, every year, people are coming after whatever the Rams have in the coaching department for a reason. McVay's that good. Kyle Shanahan's another one. But the media doesn't want to give these guys props because it's like, oh, if you don't win a Super Bowl, you're garbage. That's basically the barometer, like Super Bowl or, is he that guy really that good? He lost in the playoffs. Like, it's just, the media sucks. Anyways, I guess I'm part of the media. I should shut up. Without further ado, let's get to Bernie Frotto, Fox Sports Radio.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't,
he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a big-time radio host, Fox Sports Radio. But more importantly, he's all in on the gambling. And I will say this. I did host a Saturday morning radio show for, I don't know, 6 years. And it got as it continued to grow, I would start to hear from people during the show, like, hey, that was good. And Bernie Frado needs some credit for giving me continuously positive updates. Even when he disagreed, he was like, that's a good case. But this guy knows gambling, so we're bringing him in. NFL Week 1, Bernie Frado, Fox Sports Radio. How are you, Bernie?
Jason, it's terrific to be ready for another NFL season. When you consider where we were last year at this time.
Yes.
I haven't been this happy since Chuck E. Cheese started serving beer.
Chuck E. Cheese serves beer. I did not know that. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a while. I love Chuck E. Cheese, though, growing up. So, Bernie, wait. I want to back up because I think, and it might have either been 2 years ago on my radio show or last year on this pod or the radio show, you gave me a mind-blowing stat on Week 1 divisional dogs. And I think you were the one who was saying, hey, keep an eye on Jacksonville as a big underdog against the Colts. And I was like, no way, man. No way. And lo and behold, Jacksonville delivers. First of all, was that you? And second of all, give me a winner in Week 1, Bernie. What do you got?
Absolutely, Jason. I remember that very well, you and I. Did a hit on your Saturday morning show.
Okay.
In 2019. And that particular weekend, there were four Division I dogs, and they went 3-1. And it's a trend since 2005 that's been absolute money. Week one division dogs since 2005, 61%. And it can actually continues, Jason, throughout the month of September. Divisional dogs in September, 56%. There are two this year. You've got Miami visiting New England. Miami was catching three. Then it was when it was announced Mac Jones would be the starting quarterback, the line went to 2.5. But still, you got a classic divisional dog there. And the other great divisional dog is Houston catching three at home against Jacksonville, coming in with a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback starting in his first game ever. You know what's interesting, Jason? And I'll give you a best bet real quickly here, but in the history of the NFL, there have only been 10 quarterbacks drafted number one overall that actually started, check that, 9 quarterbacks who started week one in the year they were drafted number one. And in the prior 9, they went 1-8. The only quarterback to win week one was Derek Carr, of all people. Check that, Derek Carr for the Houston Texans back in 2002. He's the only one to do it. It hasn't been good for rookie quarterbacks drafted number one overall starting week one, 1-8, 45, you know, passer rating, 12 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. And so you're going on the road laying points to a Houston team. Irrespective of all that, my best bet week one is actually the under, Jason, in New England. The total is right around 45, 44.5, depending where you shop. You've got two, you know, very stiff defenses. Miami does not have Fitzmagic this year if Tua falters. And the other thing, you're going to have a couple of run-first teams. And one final thing, the game last year in the same spot ended 21-11. So there's no reason for me to believe they're going to score two more touchdowns with a rookie quarterback and Mac and two stiff defenses, two running games, and no Fitzmagic.
Yeah, all right. These are two great ones to dig into. First of all, the divisional dogs thing's great. I wish there were more this weekend. There are not. And Bernie, you're going to hate me. I already bet New England on the anticipation Mac was going to win the starting job, and it would go up to 3.5. It went the other way. It's down to 2.5, so I feel dumb taking the Patriots' favor by 3. But Bernie, we know Belichick's history against young quarterbacks. He has dominated them. This idea that he's had a ton of time to prepare for Tua, after seeing him last year, remember, Tua could do nothing late in the season against them. I don't feel good at all about Miami here, so I can't take that one. And you know I like Jacksonville this year. That's the team you got to take. But Bernie, that's a dog with fleas, okay? You cannot put your after-tax dollars on the Houston Texans, can you?
I'm not on either game, full disclosure. Jason. I can't. The truth of the matter is, it would not surprise me if you get a nice victory week one with, of course, the New England Patriots. These things are always nuanced, and I'm guessing, too, that the lines have moved over the years. The markets figure these things out. And the truth of the matter is, if this had been the same situation a couple of years ago, the lines would have been different. But now I think things do change. I think books figure things out, markets figure things out, pros figure things out, and you're not going to give them the same price. Give me Belichick at home under a field goal. If you just blindly bet Bill Belichick since 2001, you're at 63%. So I really can't disagree with you. As I've mentioned, Jason, the truth of the matter is that my best bet is the under in that game. I think points are going to be at a real premium, right? And I think New England's going to march out. They got a lot of their defenders back from COVID. They're going to run the ball very well. They got a stable of running backs. They fleece the Rams. They trade Sonny Michel and get a draft pick for him. They were going to cut Sonny Michel.
Yeah.
That's how deep they are. So I'm going to be honest with you, Jason. I like your bet. The trend is your friend, but it's got to be nuanced. You can't just bet it blindly.
And yeah, I want to drill deeper on the trend thing, Bernie. Because a lot of people are hearing that and be like, trends, they don't really matter. The league has changed, blah, blah, blah. I would never bet anything 100% based on a trend. It's part of a soup, right, that factors into your equation, right? Rookie quarterbacks, that was a great stat on Trevor Lawrence. There's a lot of stuff, like, for instance, Bill Belichick, 8-3 against the spread in his last 11 week ones. Like you said, he's at home. The guy's had ample time to prepare for Tua. It's not the trend I would bet the full game on, but the trend is part of the equation. Is it not? I don't know how much it is, 10%, 20%, whatever you want to factor in, but how much do you read into trends?
It's about a 50-50 proposition, but again, it's nuanced. For instance, 2 years ago, this same team, the same two teams in New England, Miami's catching 7. Now they're down to 2.5, 3. So that's a big difference when you, you know, you're covering as a 6.5, 7-point dog versus a 2.5, 3-point dog. One of the big trends, Jason, I'll give you an example. NFL quarterbacks, check that. NFL rookie coaches in the preseason since 2015, 21-5 in their first home game because they want to win that preseason game. Guess what? This year it was only 3-4. Because you find out coaches like Brandon Staley, who took over, he's a disciple of Sean McVay, who couldn't care less if he wins in the preseason. So these things always have to be researched and verified. But I will leave you some good news, Jason. Continue to watch divisional dogs throughout the month of September, because even then, blindly since 2005, they're still 56% for the month. So there's still going to be value coming down the road. Why? Teams are healthy. Hope springs eternal. You know, you don't know who's hit the rhythm yet, who hasn't. There's always a changing of the guard. Sometimes lines can be wrong. You try to find marketed efficiencies. As you will know, I know one of the things you're really good at is spotting a bad line. We've talked before. 2 weeks ago, just to digress for a second, there's no way Nebraska should have been laying 7 points at Illinois, and Illinois wins the game outright. That's a market bad correction. So long and the short of it is, you'll see some of that in September in the NFL and possibly in divisional dogs.
Speaking of market inefficiency, Seattle was an underdog in Indy, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago, before all the Carson Wentz COVID stuff happened. They're now favored by 2.5. That is, I don't know what you're seeing there in Vegas, but 5-point swing, 4.5 in the span of a month. Now, normally I'd be like, whoa, that's too big of a move, but I'm out on the Colts this year. I just don't like it. The injuries to the O-line, I'm not a fan of Wentz. We know he's going to have happy feet back there. I don't particularly like the Seahawks, but you know that coordinator moves are big. And this addition of Waldron, the kid from the passing game coordinator from the Rams, I don't think people realize Seattle's going to come out and really open things up. This is not Schottenheimer's Seattle offense. Where are you on Seahawks-Colts?
It's not a game I'm involved in, but I'm not in the habit of going against Russell Wilson when he's laying less than a field goal or he's getting points. Seattle is not like the Legion of Boom team that were years ago, but Pete Carroll's teams have a way of really locking down in September. Until Teddy Bridgewater beat them 2 years ago in September, Carroll had not lost a home game in September ever, and he's about 75% on the road in September. If you look up, you never see Seattle 1-3. They're always 3-1.
Yeah.
The long and short of it is, I'm not involved in the game, but I do believe it's a steam move. You know, if I could have got Seattle at 2.5 3 weeks ago, I can't justify laying 2.5.
Yeah.
But to your point, Jason, I would be a little dubious about the Colts until we know are their quarterback situation with Carson Wentz ferrets out with the new coordinator.
How, Bernie Frato, are the Carolina Panthers favored by 5 points against anyone?
Well, that's a very good question. That's a market line to me. I think Matt Rhule's done a fabulous job down there.
Yeah.
I actually think Sam Darnold's better than people give him credit for. Five's kind of a dead number. So if you figure you win the game, you cover. If you don't, you might lose outright. Again, I'm very picky week one, Jason, and in terms of some of these games, there's just a lot of issues you don't know about, and that's a fair question. I don't know how they're favored by 5.
Yeah, how are you able, Bernie, to be picky in week one? Every guy I've talked to who loves to gamble on games is just going hog wild. They're like, every day, oh, what about this? What about total, side, teasers? I mean, excuse me, I like teasers a lot, Bernie. I know the gambling purists will scoff at that, but you're telling me, if I can't tease like the Buccaneers down to 1.5, and then you take like Kansas City just to win or maybe getting a point in San Francisco to, you know, win by 1 point, like those are three. You never want to say anything to automatic slam dunk, but come on.
Well, you're right, Jason. Actually, the truth of the matter is teasers are more bet among pros than people realize. And I will tell you the number one teaser bet week one that the pros have fired on is Tampa Bay minus, you know, down to -1.5, a 6-point teaser, to the Rams. Check that, or to the 49ers down to 1.5. Okay. And so the truth of the matter is, teasing works when you cross through the key numbers of 3, 4, 6, and 7. You want to run from people who say, well, so and so is getting 9 points. Let's tease it up to 15. There's no way they're going to lose by 2 touchdowns. You're not allowing the math to work for you. Now, a couple of rule of thumbs. For the most part, most pros I know don't bet teasers the first 2 weeks because you're just not sure what can happen, right? I mean, it looks almost too easy. Tampa Bay should just destroy Dallas. Dallas has all kinds of problems, especially on defense. and you don't know if Dak's 100% healthy. And the Lions can't get out of their own way. They don't really have any talent in the field. The 49ers should maul them, right? So you tease them down, you get them down below 2 points. But how do you know? There could be an injury. There could be a fumble. There could be a kick return. Someone backdoor. Anything could happen. The other thing I never recommend on teasers is betting teasers for totals. Never use teasers to bet totals because the math doesn't work there either as well.
I still remember the Lions last year. I think they were up like 20-6 in the fourth quarter. I felt great. I think it was a divisional dog, right? And then they just totally collapsed. It ruined their season. And they lost in overtime, didn't cover. Or maybe they lost at the end of the fourth quarter. But, you know, the Detroit Lions are dead to me after last year. I had sunk some futures into them. I mean, just a total joke of a franchise. Let's go to the Falcons-Eagles. Anything on this game? Because I kind of have an irrational like for the Falcons here. Is that silly of me? In this game, not for the season.
No, I think the thing with the Falcons are people are going to overlook them. They still got Matt Ryan. The Falcons are going to be an 8-9 team, but I think they're going to be a tough out in every game. You remember last year, week three, they had that huge lead against Dallas, and they coughed it up at the end in one of those epic collapses. Right now, Atlanta, it's a very shrewd pick by you. They're very much an under-the-radar team. They lost Julio Jones. Again, you're going to get favorable market lines until the – markets figure out Atlanta's not that bad as people think they are. You're going to get favorable market lines. Yeah. I think Philadelphia is an absolute hot mess. They won't get any of my money. They just won't get any of my money this year. I don't know. Nick Sirianni inherited a real issue there, and I'm really not sure if Jalen Hurts is a major league quarterback. So you've got two rookie coaches going at each other, but give me the Hall of Fame quarterback against a rookie quarterback any day.
I am curious. What do you read anything at all into the Eagles grabbing Gardner Minshew from the Jags? Is that just a bargain basement move? Is that like, hey, you know what? We're not sold on Hurts. Like, what do you think that is? Because they're obviously not playing for the playoffs this year. If anything, they're probably end up tanking in the second half of the season. What's your read on the Eagles and Minshew?
It was two things. First of all, he's a quarterback who started and had success in the NFL, and they got on for a song. They got him for nothing. So you take a flyer. If it doesn't work out, you move on. But it's an indicator that Jalen Hurts has a long way to go. I just don't think Jalen Hurts. I love the guy. I love him in Alabama. We'll always remember what he did when he came off the bench and the way he conducted himself. When he lost a job and went to Oklahoma. What a terrific human being. I don't think he's a major league quarterback, and I think Philadelphia knows that.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Favorite underdog on the board, Bernie, in week one?
Believe it or not.
Arizona Cardinals?
I tell you what, believe it or not, it's going to be the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't see that coming. Say more.
Well, I can't say I'm a big fan of Jameis Winston. Okay. He's 28-42 as a starter. Obviously he's a guy who likes to cough the ball up. He had 30, interceptions 2 years ago and they were horrible. Six were in the first quarter. Six were in the first possession. Six were pick sixes, six when they were leading in the fourth quarter. But I've always liked Sean Payton in that defense as an underdog. And I think Green Bay is just a tad overpriced in this game going down there. And the game's being played in Jacksonville, right? It's going to be played outside in Jacksonville. It's not even a home game. But I think it's one of those games where New Orleans, who's always played their divisional rivals, that are leading divisional rivals, very tough. I have a lot of faith in Sean Payton. So that'll be my number one dog of week one.
Is this like a big picture thing on the Saints that you think there will be value on them going forward this year, or is this just a strictly looking at week one? I haven't looked at their schedule, but I'm not in on this team at all this year, in fact.
I have to wait and see, but for some odd reason, they're 8-1 against the number the last 3 years when Drew Brees didn't start.
Yeah.
So, I love Alvin Kamara. I love Michael Thomas. I think their defense is better. I would say their defense is going to be better than people realize. I think you're going to see some packages for Taysom Hill. Just one of those situations where it's hard enough to win on the NFL, hard enough to win on the road, but to lay points. Although I will say one thing, I have my eye on the Denver Broncos. I love them. I can't tell you how much I like Teddy Bridgewater, Jason, because in Minnesota, he was a missed field goal away from beating Seattle in the playoffs. It wasn't his fault. He led the team to 11-5 season that year. In New Orleans in 2019, Drew Brees goes down. He holds a team meeting before the game in Seattle. He says, "Guys, I'm not Drew Brees, but if you get on my back and follow me, I won't let you down." They proceed to go 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater. New Orleans finishes up 13-3. When you look at Teddy Bridgewater's career, he's 35-14 against the spread. He's 21-3 against the number on the road.
What?
That's a number. Teddy Bridgewater is 21-3 against the number on the road. They're laying less than a field goal.
And that's with the Vikings and Saints. So two pretty good teams.
Oh,
but
sure.
Still.
And in a lot of those games, they were underdogs. But I have no faith that Daniel Jones can get through a game without turning it over at least twice. And I got to tell you, Vic Fangio, there's a reason he went with Teddy Bridgewater. He's on the hot seat. He went with the veteran who knows how to win. Denver's defense is very underrated, and their offense is filled in very nicely, Jason. The Giants are still trying to find out who the hell they are under Joe Judge. I think they're still a glorified WWE team after that fight. I really don't have any idea how good the Giants are, but I'm going to tell you, I think Denver's a playoff team, Jason. I really do.
Wow. I'm kind of with you there. Now, I didn't realize those Bridgewater numbers. I got to look at that closer. So, Bernie, we'll wrap up. I just realized 8 road favorites in week one. That seems like a large number to me. Does that mean the haves and the have-nots, the gap is widening? Or I thought there was like a large middle class in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I think the gap is widening pretty significant. When you look at the top teams like Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Kansas City, the San Francisco 49ers, and then, the bottom teams, the Lions and the Falcons and right on down the line. I think the gap is widening. The big takeaway story for me this year, Jason, are all the rookie quarterbacks. Now, eventually they're going to see the field. We don't know when Justin Fields will see the field. He might see as soon as week two. Obviously, you've got, Trevor Lawrence, and you've got Zach Jones in with the Jets. And I think these guys are going to get on the field with the real bullets flying and real NFL defenses. We're going to find out about their competitive stamina and if they can be a force multiplier for their teams. In the last 50 years, 44 quarterbacks have been drafted either number one, number two, or number three overall. But believe it or not, in those 50 years, only two led the team that drafted them to a Super Bowl. That was Troy Aikman and Peyton Manning. And Aikman was 1-15 his first year. So you really got to be patient with these guys. And, I think they're a fade early on because you're going to see things they just haven't seen.
Yeah, and the tough thing about that stat is usually the first guy to be picked at quarterback in the draft never turns out to be the best. Right?
Yeah,
it's usually like Patrick Mahomes goes 10th, Tom Brady, 6th round, Russell Wilson, 3rd round. I mean, you could argue Dak. Where did Dak go? 3rd or 4th round?
3rd round. 4th round.
Yeah, but there's just so many guys who did not go number one overall who, for whatever reason, chip on the shoulder, Aaron Rodgers, blah, blah, blah. Like that is a weird odd. That's an oddity, huh?
It is, and because you can never simulate what will happen when they get to the league and how they're going to deal with failure and how they're going to be able to process all the new things that they're seeing that they've never seen before. And they're going to get hit more than Rocky Balboa. They're going to be facing teams that want to knock their block off. Look, I'm glad you mentioned Tom Brady, though, because I do believe Tampa Bay is going to repeat and win the Super Bowl. They got all 22 starters back. They're loaded. This Brady guy continues to I covered him in Michigan, for crying out loud. You know what's interesting about Tom Brady, Jason? Here's something you'll get a kick out of. Last year alone, Tom Brady, he threw for more yards than Aaron Rodgers. He threw more touchdown passes than Patrick Mahomes. And then he beats the Chiefs by 22 in the Super Bowl. And he's 44, and he's better than ever. And he's got his receivers, and he's got his route trees, and he's healthy, and his knee's fixed, and he looks fantastic. And in his career, over 300 starts, Brady's only lost two in a row once. Once!
Really?
So I'm looking at Tampa Bay as a 14-3 type team that's loaded, angry, ready to do it again. And there's a quarterback, I think. I don't think I'll fade him all year. I can't lie. I did grab Tampa Bay -7 week one. That game feels like it's 28-13 all over,
As I read, as we do this, I look at the line. It looks like it's 8 now. Wow, so you got a good number. And again, listen, everybody, you got to get the best number. So if you missed 7, that doesn't mean you have to grab 8, right, Bernie? Like, you could, we could do the teaser. Like, you're getting the bad number, and Dak Prescott's going to be a backdoor cover guy, right, with that
you
offense?
Always want to get the best of the number. Look what happened in college football just last week. Some people got Ohio State at 13.5. Some got them at 14.5, and lands on 14, right? Mm-hmm. Look what happened with Boise State and CFU. Some people got CFU at 4.5, 5. Others got 5.5, 6, 6.5, and it landed on 5. One other under-the-radar team, and I know this doesn't make any sense because on a roster, if you take their uniform name off, you look at this roster and go, oh, my goodness, they're on the short list to go to the Super Bowl. I really got my eye on the Cleveland Browns. I had to hold my nose that. And I'll tell you something else, Jason. Watch them early because 9 of their first 11 opponents finished under 500 in 2020. So I look for Cleveland to wake up in Thanksgiving and be it, a 9-1, 8-2 type team.
I love it. Bernie Frado. Bernie, you want to plug anything?
Just hope folks can enjoy my show Saturday nights. It's now 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. It's 4 hours now. More some Straight Out of Vegas to Fox Sports Radio from midnight to 3, and it'll be obviously heavy football-centric, with the league starting. And I always appreciate you having me on, Jason. I really enjoy, your work and especially the Tomorrow's Headlines Today. I love that segment. If I miss it, I record it, and I never miss it.
Try to have fun with it, Bernie. Thanks so much. And everybody, hey, Bernie Frado, he's got the goods, man. Good luck this season, Bernie. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you, Jason.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this.
Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.